this episode of NBA Odds Pod on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code SGP for up to $1,000 deposit bonus. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. Also, make sure that you are aware of the SGPN and ATC football tournament. We're teaming up with All Things Comedy to run back the 2019 NFL playoffs via Madden Sims and give away $10,000 in my bookie credits. The tournament is going, so go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ATC for all the info. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ATC. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. And finally, we're brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full line of premium smokable CBD. Now shipping legally to all 50 states, and if you use promo code SGP, get 15% off. That's KUSHYDreams.com, promo code SGP. Hey, welcome back everyone to the NBA Odds Pod. And why we don't have NBA action yet to talk about, we do have actual basketball action. I'm not talking about simulations. I'm talking about the basketball tournament, TBT, for those of you in the know. We've already done a podcast with Adam Pelletier talking about it earlier before the tournament started, but the tournament is going this weekend. And I've watched a day of it already. I'm really excited. I'm recording this on Sunday. I just spoke with Adam Pelletier and Chris Giordani. You're about to hear our conversation. It's just so exciting to see live basketball. It's also real cool to get an idea of how the NBA playoff bubble might look when it comes back at the end of July. I'm just really excited to get my head fully back into basketball. Honestly, I've been the last few months, if you've noticed that the podcast has been sporadic, a little all over the place, I've had this other huge project I've been finishing up where my head has had to be completely in the comedy realm. But tomorrow I actually submit that and I will be done and I can just fully get back into cranking out NBA Odds Pods for you guys. There's going to be a lot more content at sportsgamblingpodcast.com that you can check out as the sports are ramping back up. You want content? We've got content. Definitely check out sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Make sure that you are subscribed to Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed. In addition to this TBT conversation, I'm also very soon going to have an episode with Steve Miller, our WNBA expert. He's going to be talking about WNBA win totals that you definitely need to jump on. They are coming back this month as well with a 22-game season. And tomorrow I'm going to be talking with our main NBA handicapper, Zach Broner. That is it from me, except for a real quick ad read. And then my conversation with Chris Giordani and Adam Pelletier about the basketball tournament. As I mentioned at the top, the guys are back with another awesome Sims tournament, teaming up with All Things Comedy. They're running back the 2019 NFL playoffs and giving away $10,000 in my bookie credits. The tournament is already going, so make sure you head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ATC for all the info. And while you're doing that, you might as well also click on over to mybookie.ag. Hey, whatever you're looking to bet on, MyBookie has it. They're the globe's leading online sportsbook, featuring live and dynamic odds, so you can always wait for the right spot to place your bet to maximize your chance to win. You wanna bet on TBT? Go over to mybookie.ag. They have lines for you. Plus, they've got tons of options in their casino with all your favorite games, including thousands of dollars in free entry blackjack tournaments with a $20,000 jackpot prize starting this week. Whichever way you're leaning, you can get those bets without a hassle. From your computer, at your home, or at your mobile phone, it's instant access, instant action, all the time. Give my bookie a call and they will even place your bet for you over the phone. I mean, that's some old school shit, but that's pretty cool. Sign up right now using promo code SGP to net yourself some extra cash on top of your deposit. Put in $100 and they'll spot you a free $50 to play. That's pretty cool. That's promo code SGP. Make sure you use that when you make your first deposit. With my bookie, you bet, you win. And most importantly, when you win, you get paid. All right, and now I am joined by Adam and Chris to talk TBT. It's Sunday. We're taping this on the second day, so we've watched a day of games plus one. I'm going to talk to Chris about the DFS, his DFS picks, and what you can expect going forward, what he's learned so far. And I'm going to talk to Adam about odds and championship odds and how he feels. Adam's already done a podcast with me about this. He's the expert. Chris and I, embarrassingly, didn't even know what TBT was until this time around. And I got to say, I am really enjoying it so far. I don't know if I'm just real desperate for basketball or what, but I also feel like I'm getting a good sense of what we might be watching. Not the talent level, of course, but the just kind of the environment that we'll be watching when the NBA comes back without the fans. It's interesting.
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like just getting a Periscope look at what we're going to get later this month in the NBA tournament and just seeing, you know, I mean, this is for a shared $1 million. I mean, there's going to be a championship on the line as well for, you know, both sports, NBA and this. But so, with that being said, like the level of competition without fans out there and just that element missing it turns out, I feel like, as positive as the UFC turned out, you know, like
yeah.
There's a different unique aspect of it. Like in terms of obviously the audibility for players on the court and what they're hearing as opposed to things being drowned out. But, you know, the level of competition is still extremely heightened and it's been a blast to watch so far. I mean, yesterday with Team CP3, I wish we got games like that in the NBA.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm really enjoying the Elam ending. You guys were saying in our Slack channel that you're really enjoying that too. I really feel like the NBA should just go this direction.
Yeah, it definitely saves us at the end of games. Instead of just sitting there and watching endless timeouts, fouls, you're like, all right, this thing's going to end pretty shortly and it's going to end in an interesting fashion. I mean, that dunk to end the Team CP3 game last night was awesome.
It's so exciting.
Top five dunk of the tournament so far. I mean, and like Chris said, the lack of fans has actually been kind of interesting because I feel like there have been some moments where a team's taken a really good shot from their opponent and normally the crowd would start getting into it and they'd be on the ropes and there's no crowd for the other team to feed off of. So they just kind of weather the punch and they bounce right back.
Yeah. And they haven't been like pumping music over it or anything. So we can hear the guys talking and stuff. I haven't like caught any swears or anything yet, which has been pretty good. I don't know. Have you guys heard anything?
No. And from what I gathered, it's supposedly going to be taped on delay, or maybe I'm just picking that up from the NBA side of things, but it might have this ever so slightest delay and that's why we're not
Yeah, you'll notice you'll get like a second or two of just dead air when something intense happens. And basically I don't think that's banning ESPN having that many technical glitches. I think that's censoring out the profanity that's coming fast hard from guys playing for a lot of money.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so Adam, we're gonna talk with you. How are you feeling about your initial picks and the teams that you liked? I don't know. Give us a bit of a summary of what you've seen so far.
It's been a lot of the favorites coming through. We haven't really seen any major upsets. The only one that you might consider an upset was the Team Peoria upset, but they aren't actually a 10 seed. They're just in as the 10 seed due to COVID forfeits.
Yeah.
So I would have expected Team Heard That to do that. And watching them, they were a ton of fun to watch. You know, absolutely, we were talking about it earlier. Funnest team to watch so far. You know, but none of the real players are playing yet. Team Hines, I think, is the first big player that we get to see. And we're watching them right now. And they're going back and forth with Team Sideline Cancer. So we'll kind of see.
Sideline cancer, which I said in our Slack discussion earlier, like, is a weird name. It sounds like something you'd call Dwight Howard during his like Orlando Magic years.
Yeah, that was good. I thought that was
pretty accurate. I know it's a good, for a good cause, but it definitely sounds, every time I hear it, it doesn't sound right to the ear.
Yeah, and it's just been interesting to see how it's been kind of one-man shows for some of these teams, like Team CP3, Nate Mason, like Chris already said, just came through, balled out, was exactly what everyone expected. You know, and then heard that, we saw that as well with, oh God, what's his name?
Mike Daw.
Yeah, Mike Daw. And even Zach Smith was as good as advertised with the dunks. He put on a show as well. Starting tomorrow, we're going to get a better sense of everything because we get to see more of the top seeds coming in. You know, we get to see the Golden Eagles and we get to see Eberline Drive. And those are two of the top five teams in the tournament. And Eberline Drive is probably, you know, a favorite to go all the way, you know, and they've got some good odds at 12-1 to make it to the championship game. So,
and they're playing Brotherly Love tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a tough game tomorrow. That's probably the most nervous I'd be initially for anybody, any of the favorites so far. Team Brotherly Love is a really scrappy, tough team to beat. They're all Philly guys. They've played together for a long time. They know each other really well. They gave Syracuse fits last year when they upset them. And Eberline Drive should be definitely not be looking past them. And everybody really respects that Brotherly Love team.
I got to say, like, it, Stillwater was keeping it close with Brotherly Love at first, and then it just started to be a total runaway. You could just see the talent level rise once they put their foot on the gas a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I definitely think you're going to want to pay attention to how some of the top seeds go, because this is their first action, and all the lower seeds have already been bloodied, you know, and played a game. They've got their legs under them. They know what it's like. So it's going to be interesting to see how the top seeds fare with that rest.
Yeah. What has your betting strategy changed at all? Like, how are you doing game by game betting, or?
I'm just kind of taking a look at the game by game. I haven't really seen anything that I'm all that excited about. There's a lot of pick 'em. You know, Team Hines and Sideline Cancer are going at it right now. Definitely like the Team Hines action at -8. Think they're definitely, I don't know why, you know, they're not getting more, but you know, it is what it is. So that's definitely one line I'm definitely going to be interested to see when it comes out, is that Brotherly Love Eberline Drive line. If it's anything close to like 8, I'm for Eberline Drive in the favorites. I'm going to be all over that Brotherly Love action because that's a team that's going to hang right with it and be there.
Yeah. Also weird on the ear is to hear you say, I'm going to be all over that Brotherly Love action.
Yeah, a little weird.
It just didn't sound quite right. I don't know.
It definitely doesn't.
I know what you mean. But anyway, no judgments here. How have the championship odds moved?
I haven't seen much movement on the championship odds. My bookie doesn't have championship odds up yet. I wonder if they're waiting for the first round.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen too much championship odd movements, just because, you know, we're in and out of everything really fast, and things are changing. So we'll see if there is some movement. You know, you're looking at some teams like Brotherly Love. You know, if you're feeling good about that, you might want to get in on them. You know, they got nice odds. You can get in on them low and have a big payout if you pair them with something a little bit higher. You know,
how are you feeling about Mike Dom and House of Pain? Can they be more of an upset?
They might be able to. I think they definitely have a tougher path because they've got to go through Carmen's crew. You know, they got to go through the defending champs and the champs of the champs until somebody beats them. And Carmen's crew has experience playing together. It's a team that played together last year. House of Pain still feeling it out, you know, and although they ran all over War Tampa, you know, War Tampa maybe was more of a name getting the 17 seed than actual talent and deserving it.
Yeah.
The 17 seed.
House of Pain is made up mostly of Illinois alumni, right? Except for Dom.
Yeah.
So when did he get added to the mix? Like, so that these guys haven't played it all together or what?
I think some of them have been doing training camps. There were some practices beforehand for some teams. Every team did things different. And like we talked about in our previous podcast, after the bracket came out, it was like a wild west of free agency. Guys were added, yeah. Guys were dropped. A whole bunch of guys dropped due to injury. If a guy tested positive for COVID before they came to the bubble, the team could just drop that guy and replace him. As long as everybody else was testing negative. So there was probably some of that, and we didn't hear necessarily as much about guys testing positive outside the bubble. So it's been, everybody's approached it differently. But House of Pain could definitely, they have a better shot of upsetting Carmen's crew than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Anybody would have in the Super 16. Yeah. Pay attention to that line.
I'm excited for that. I'm definitely excited for that game already.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some really good games in these next couple rounds because, you know, I think we got rid of the lower talented teams here in these first 2 days of TBT.
Yeah. So, Chris, you're like me. You're new to TBT. And, I mean, you're not the biggest college basketball guy either, right?
So no.
This is a lot of new names for you to dig into.
Yes, newer in the sense of, you know, I hadn't heard them on SportsCenter or, you know, it. And of course, we're 1 year removed from a March Madness, so it's just one less year to dig into any of them under my belt until the TBT was brought to my attention. And, you know, there's some names that stand out or from the past rather, but, you know, in terms of looking at recognition, like, I mean, I had heard of Khalil Iverson, for example, and he actually stood out as a decent fantasy play yesterday.
So you've had one day of picks. How'd you do?
I did all right. I didn't necessarily profit, but I was getting a fair spread of things, I guess you'd say, outside of the top talent, like just to, because I didn't have quite the feeling for the mix as Adam did. That's for certain. But, you know, the Nate Masons definitely got more than enough exposure to Mike Dom as well, whom I wrote up in the article. And, you know, just seeing the raw scoring in that sense, that was something easier to pick out from their collegiate past, rather. But the no-name guys kind of who were basically found in the top GPP performances, like a 1.7% owned Christian Keeling, that one flew under my radar a little bit. But, you know, he was on primetime players and put up 33 FanDuel points. It was stuff like that that I found interesting and gave me a glimpse at to something to look at in the next rounds with, I guess, take it for a grain of salt because much like Adam said, now we're going to be getting into the really tightly knit top tier teams that aren't going to have as many sleepers, I don't think, in terms of consistent cash game kind of performance that you're going to lean on.
Just going to take another quick break and be right back with Adam and Chris. Now that sports are coming back full force, have you thought about starting your own sports book? Well, you should, and I bet what? You don't know how. You don't have to. Ace Per Head has you covered. They're here to help you start a great sports book. They'll provide you with all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today and Ace is offering up to 6 freaks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP for 6 weeks free. Moving forward, it's going to be 2 games a day for the rest of the tournament. How are you going to attack that via DFS? And also, we should mention, it was just FanDuel at first. Now it's also DraftKings putting up games.
Yeah, and that was one thing I saw that TBT was like, or FanDuel was the official partner to the TBT. And so I immediately assumed that they had exclusivity. And the next thing I knew, there was some 100K tourney floating over there on DraftKings. I'm like, okay, well, something to prepare for in the next rounds. So I can definitely prepare to be writing my picks around those, both sites actually. But beyond that, how I plan to handle it, outside of, you know, the natural the spoken for talents like the Nate Masons going forward and Mike Doms. I mean, I'm going to definitely probably be over in exposure on guys like those who've actually had a round under them and been bloodied, like Adam said, and are, you know, have a chance to shake things up. But I'm also definitely going to dig into some of the mid-tier talents that we can find on the Carmen's crew and Overseas Elite. You know, I'm definitely going to dig into the guys that maybe won't be necessarily like a Joe Johnson, for example. Everyone has a name recognition there from NBA. I'll probably be looking at doing some of that, getting a nice mix of, because I think you'll find yourself in the lower ownership with some of those guys who are going to be on teams that could go the distance as well as carry some of the load that naturally a Joe Johnson's not going to burden the entire thing.
Yeah. I mean, Adam, you know these teams pretty well. What players that we haven't seen yet are you most looking forward to seeing coming up?
Obviously Joe Johnson, but my concern there is kind of how is Overseas Elite going to share the load between all of those guys? I mean, they've got Joe Johnson and Jordan Crawford, and at the end of the day, there's only one basketball. I don't know if those guys know how to pass. I know they know how to receive a pass, but I don't know if they know how to give a pass.
Well, I've noticed in the play, it feels more like pickup. It's like street ball almost so far. It's not a lot of passing going on, period.
And I think that's why I heard that was so fun to watch, because you actually saw some ball movement. And I think as you're going to get into some of these top seeded teams and some of these alumni teams, you're going to see, and you always see better ball movement. I mean, with like Brotherly Love, you see some really top notch ball movement. You see guys moving it all around the court. And that's really something you can tell when teams have played together before. Looking at, on Syracuse, going to be interested to see how the Eric Devendorf, Brandon Trish combo comes out. Mm-hmm. Trish has always done really well with the whole game. He'll get the buckets, he'll get the assists, he'll get the rebounds, and Devendorf's been more of the scorer. The addition of Malachi Richardson is going to be interesting. He's probably going to be in a top tier of salary when Syracuse comes around on Wednesday. So I'd be interested to see if he actually shoulders much of that scoring load. Today, I'm hoping Isaiah Austin has a big day for Heartfire. There's definitely value to be found at some of those forward slots with some lower cost rebounders who are going to put up some good volume on the boards. We've seen some big men really clean up on the glass and really just buoy their whole day. And, you know, when you're down there and you're trying to salvage the last little bit of salary, you can obviously put somebody like that in. The Red Scare team, just really deep, really excited to watch them play. They have two guys from the Dayton team this year that was going to be a top seed, that was going to be near the top of the NCAA tournament. They have them ready to play, so it'll be interesting to see how they do against pro competition.
How do you feel, since we just watched, heard that, and they looked great, and you mentioned they have great ball movement as well, and they don't come back again until Thursday playing against the Money team, which they're a pretty stacked team with Tony Roten and Jordan Crawford, Jordan Crawford. How are you feeling about Heard That versus the Money team?
I'm going to be interested to see how they heal up. They've got some older guys, and then they've got that other, I forgot his name already. The guy who got injured in like the first 10 minutes of the game. I'm going to be interested to see if he gets back. Stevie Browning. If Stevie Browning comes back, that'll be really interesting to see that team firing with all its cylinders against a Money team that hasn't played together as much and is going to be reliant on some ball dominant players in Tony Roten and Jordan Crawford. Yeah. You know, if they can come out there and play defense and shut them down, that's definitely an opportunity for an upset. And if not an upset, then, you know, the Money team might get some decent odds being a 7 seed going up against a 23. If there's a big enough spread there, if that spread's over 8 points, I'd be looking to get in on that action, because I think Heard That's a team that can cover it.
I agree. I feel like because of the money team being Floyd Mayweather's team. Also, it comes from a Jimmer. They, you know, comes from mostly built from Jimmer Fredette's old team. I feel like a lot of the money, public money, is going to come in on that, and so you could probably get a really good line for her that.
Yeah, and they're a team that was doing it all. They were working inside, they were working outside, they were moving the ball, they were scoring in transition. And, you know, some of these, you know, team like the money team, I'm curious to see how they play. If they play more like these lower seeded teams where it's pick up one guy dominate, one or two guys dominating the ball, and that would be Tony Roten and Jordan Crawford. If those guys are going to dominate the ball, I think they're going to run into trouble.
Yeah. Absolutely. How are you feeling about Chris Paul's team after seeing them yesterday and a very exciting ending?
I mean, Nate Mason was everything we all thought he was going to be. So it'll be interesting to see how they come back when they play next against the Marquette Golden Eagles. Marquette maybe doesn't have as much star power. So it'll be interesting to see if their Nate Mason focus can help them through there. So we'll see.
Played together more probably than Team CP3. So
yeah, that's the thing that I, you know, if heard that was any indication, that could really start to be the differentiating factor, is experience is just going to win out.
Okay, just one more quick break and we'll be right back with the end of our podcast. Cushy Dreams is a new company that you all should be aware of right now. They are selling premium smokable CBD, a full line of it. They specialize in extraordinary CBD rich hemp flower and pre-roll CBD joints. You gotta get those pre-rolls. I love them. Now shipping legally in all 50 states. Join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies. You don't want to be a kid anymore. You want to smoke your CBD. Okay, so this does not get you high. It does totally chill you out. I love it. It helps me sleep. I can't smoke just regular weed and go to sleep because my mind keeps going. But CBD, that does it for me. It's awesome. And Cushy Dreams has the best stuff that I've tried. I don't even have to try it. I can just read the ad. But I went out and I've tried a lot of CBD. It works for me, and this is good. It's grown in California and Oregon, so you know it's not coming from somewhere weird. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experts who know what they are talking about. It's not some dude like Bill in the backyard in his like trailer or whatever growing them. So again, they are now shipping to all 50 states. You need to go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y dreams.com. And make sure you use our promo code so they know we sent you, SGP, and you will get 15% off. That's K-U-S-H-Y dreams.com, promo code SGP. Smoke your CBD because you can. Wrapping it up here, just any other things you guys want to throw out? Chris, any players you're excited to see that you haven't seen yet, besides ones we've already mentioned?
Tying back into one of my last points about getting some of the mid-tier guys from the evident top teams, just more so on the lesser scale of name recognition, would be tying them in with in pairing them with guys who are a little bit more recognized, but like a Jared Sollinger, I'm really excited to see how he works out.
Wait, with, but he's just a coach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
He doesn't play.
Yeah, well, never mind. Deshaun Thomas and Lenzel Smith, on the other hand. Yeah, seeing those guys like that in towards mid-tier pricing, obviously we have to wait and see what pricing for tomorrow and the next day look like, but I'm probably going to be building a lot of lineups with less of the $5 guys on FanDuel and the 3,100 guys. I mean, unless they're starting, of course. So that's one thing that I would keep an eye on. But aside from that, just going to be feeling out the ropes on these next couple of rounds.
All right. Well, you guys are both going to be writing posts for tomorrow's TBT. Chris, you're doing DFS picks, and Adam, you'll be doing odds picks for tomorrow's games. Anything else? Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. Let's just keep enjoying some great basketball.
Yeah, I'm real excited basketball's back. I really feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but I feel like if TBT works, we can lock in the NBA bubble and feel pretty good about it, despite the fact that COVID cases are skyrocketing everywhere, especially in Florida.
Yeah, if only there were more NBA teams that they could plug and play when one drops out. That's the only difference, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big.
That is a very big difference. All right. Thanks very much, guys. I want to shout out your Twitter handles where people can follow you.
Absolutely. Right here at Topher Squints. You can also check out my podcast page at CIP Podcast. It's Chris's Piss Podcast. Talk esports, real sports, and non-sports.
You can find me at Adam Pelletier on Twitter. Check it out there for TBT. And fantasy football is going to start coming back here as soon as we get through this week of TBT.
Yeah. Yep. Adam will be doing a lot of, Adam and Chris will both be doing a lot of fantasy football writing for us coming up. As we all pretend that we know that football is definitely coming back. So yeah, here we go. All right. Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
Basketball. Give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.